Dina in Carrickfergus. Morning, Dina.
Hi, Stephen.
Thanks for calling us. What do you think, Dina?
Well, I was on your show a few weeks ago about the idea of putting the cemetery outside the children's hospital.
Oh, yes.
You know, my six-year-old did die a slow and painful death due to cancer, due to leukemia, and that woman who came on for the Royal really inspired me, and I thought, well, if she can speak up with what she's going through, I can phone in and at the very least dog a call with you, you know. I just find even just listening to that man, Patrick, you know, the idea that he can refer to anything like that as a joke and use that as a reason for being able to have it out in the public domain, you know. Bullying, what people are called names, you know, people can say, oh, it was a joke. That does not excuse it. So I just don't get where he's coming from at all, and I find it deeply offensive.
Tell me what happened with your daughter.
Sophia was diagnosed with cancer for her second birthday, and she, you know, she suffered two relapses. You know, she suffered a severe brain injury because of the cancer, and you know, the last 16 weeks of her life where she was diagnosed as being terminally ill were just absolutely horrendous, you know, because of the pain and suffering that she went through.
And what does it do when you hear about this site? You hear about people joking about the likes of your daughter's death?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm on my way into work, but I just had to stop and phone and say, this is not right. In fact, I would class it as evil.
I want to let Padraig speak to you today. Now, let me be very, very clear. Padraig is not saying that this site is okay. He's defending freedom of speech.
Which I would do as well. I would defend freedom of speech as well.
Speak directly to Padraig this morning.
Padraig, please explain how this... I haven't even seen this site, but just the few things that I've heard, I just find deeply, deeply offensive, and I cannot conceive how it can be justified by describing it as a joke.
But there's no doubt.
Please describe the humour that is used.
There's no doubt.
Describe this as a joke.
I've had a look at these sites. I don't think they're vaguely funny, but I think the issue is, as I mentioned, Stephen, earlier, a lot of people are going on here are going on the Facebook site exactly to voice their criticism of the people who set up this site. This idea that 3,000 people actually can like the site is a bit false. Now, I think the best way to deal with these things is we either, as previous callers said, we just ignore them, which we're not doing at the moment. As Jim pointed out, we're now discussing on national radio, and then it's going to be in the papers. And you wouldn't have heard about this if you weren't listening to Stephen's show. We either don't talk about it, we either ignore them, or we argue directly with the people making these jokes. I just think that if we start saying that there are certain things that we can never joke about ever, then we're running into very dangerous territory. And we also have to remember that Facebook, when we call on Facebook to censor things, we are essentially handing over free speech to a private company.
But Padraig, why should it ever be okay to joke about a child dying from cancer? You say that's dangerous territory. Why?
I think it is extremely dangerous. Stephen, have you... No one is belittling death, in particular children from cancer. But can any of us honestly say that we've never joked about illness or death? Jokes are one of the ways that we manage to deal with the world.
Padraig,
yeah.
I was born with a disability, okay? I grew up with a disability. And, you know, me and my friends, we can joke about disability, okay? I have a sense of humour even about, you know, disability. And so do other disabled people. And that's okay, you know, to a degree within, you know, certain restrictions. You know, that even within people who have disabilities laughing about it, you know, even we have boundaries where we know that we don't go beyond that. You know, I just don't understand how you can justify this being in the public domain because it's classed as a joke. You know, would you defend someone killing children if it was put in the format of a joke and say that that's okay, that should be discussed and joked about in public?
So sorry, someone killing...
Making a joke about killing someone, she's saying.
I think it rather sometimes it depends on the joke. I think we can't put anything beyond the realm of humour, because humour is one of the ways we deal with the
it's an interesting discussion. Padraig, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We appreciate it. And to you, Dina, and our hearts go out to you.